Good morning. May 23rd, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing includes new signals on vaping policy, from Belgium's flavor ban to a New York Times report on a $5 million tobacco donation before an FDA vape decision. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news media, the New York Times reports that meth and fentanyl were found in a home in Mountain Air, New Mexico, where emergency responders fell ill. In Boston, the Boston Business Journal reports that a judge has cleared the way for a Massachusetts cannabis firm to sell assets. On the nicotine and vaping front, Filter reports on a study claiming that vape taxes will not increase smoking. A related signal comes from Europe, where Filter also reports that advocates fear a domino effect after Belgium banned vape flavors. That is a set of developments worth watching together, since tax and flavor rules often move in parallel across jurisdictions. Also from the New York Times, a report says a $5 million donation from Big Tobacco preceded an FDA vape decision. Shifting briefly to public discourse, one opposition post on X argued that harm reduction is an ideology that assumes homeless people who use drugs cannot change, and criticized approaches that provide supplies or services on that basis. This item is best understood as opposition messaging around harm reduction, rather than a factual report. At the local level, the Shelby County Health Department says it will host a community care fair at Middle Baptist Church in Memphis on Saturday, May 30th, 2026. If Memphis is in your service area, that is a concrete date to keep on the calendar. In research, Frontiers in Public Health published a study on managed alcohol programming for Indigenous adults in Calgary, Canada. The paper focuses on balancing tensions between harm reduction and cultural practices in pathways to healing. Archives of Toxicology published research on the global emergence of the new designer benzodiazepine, ethyl bromazolam, and its activity at GABA-A receptors. That kind of early toxicology signal can matter for surveillance and drug checking conversations. And Harm Reduction Journal published a study on how prescriber perspectives about age shape medication for opioid use disorder prescribing for transition age adults. On the policy front, a federal final rule temporarily places 2-fluorodiscloroketamine in Schedule 1 in the United States. In Tennessee, a new state law expands the definition of consumable material to include natural and synthetic liquid nicotine solutions and liquid nicotine analogs for taxation of vapor products containing that material. It also requires the Alcoholic Beverage Commission to issue fines for selling or offering for sale a vapor product at retail in the state to anyone under 21 years of age. And in Kansas City, Missouri, Ordinance 260469 addresses the Kansas City Assessment and Triage Center, or KCATC, and the provision of crisis intervention services for people experiencing mental health or substance use emergencies. A few funding opportunities are current right now. The Centers for Disease Control opportunity under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, has a deadline of June 8, 2026, so that one is coming up soon. SAMHSA's Providers Clinical Support System for Substance Use Disorder Treatment, or PCSS-SUD treatment, is due June 15, 2026, and the National Institutes of Health funding opportunity to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support has a deadline of September 30th, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, the National Alliance to End Homelessness is urging people to contact Congress to demand that fiscal year 2025 homelessness funds be released. Shatterproof is also asking for donations tied to Mental Health Awareness Month support. If either of those calls to action is relevant to your work, this is a good time to note the ask and the timing. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.